wants to lead this church with the mind of Christ today. You want to think like he did? Not only can you possess it, you're commanded to possess it. Like when the Apostle Paul said in chapter 4 of this Philippians letter, he says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is just, lovely, of good report, if there's anything praiseworthy, here's the key. Meditate on these things, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the mind of Christ and how you possess it. This, by the way, is how you get all your prayers answered. If it's Christ in you, and if you've got the mind of Christ, and all of a sudden something pops into your mind to go pray for someone, what do you think's going to happen? It's not you, it's the Lord in you leading you to pray for something. This is how things happen in your life, because you have the mind of Christ. You just got to put it into practice by meditating in this book. Right? Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, so that, Midas touch, so that things may be well with you. We can't even get out of the first verse, and I thought I had a short sermon today. Let this mind be in you. All right, always have a finger in Philippians 2. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, verse 6. All right, now he's going to go off on a little tangent now. He's going to stop with a command, and now all he did was mention the name of Jesus, and that's all that he needs. He's just like me. I'm just like him. Say the name of Jesus, and I'm going to go off. That's all he had to do, was say the name of Jesus. So he's done with the command. Now he's going to tell you something about Jesus. Who, comma, being in the form of God, verse 6, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Here's our Greek lesson for the day. The word translated being is a present active participle. Present meaning it's here and now. It's not in the future. Active means it's not dormant and it's not sleeping. And a participle. A participle in English is a word ending in ing. Like eating, walking, sleeping, drinking, talking, exercising. I've translated it existing. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing, not existed, not will exist, is present. And woohoo, is he active. And he's in the here and now. It's right now. Point is, Jesus Christ has always been God, who, existing. That's why I hate the New American Standard here. New American Standard prides themselves on how perfect they are. And yet they translated that, who existed in the form of God. No, you've got it wrong. He's existing or being. It's a now word, not a past. He never ceased being God. He didn't stop being God to become a man. He was God and man, right, at the same time. Never is there a time when he stopped being God. Jesus Christ is existing in the form of God, even before he was born. Let's go on a little trip. Let's look at Luke chapter 1 now, verse 26. We got two stories going on here. We got the theological side the Apostle Paul's given us of the theology of the birth of Jesus Christ, who was always existing in the form of God. He was God when he was in his mother's womb. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. It says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from alongside of God. Sound familiar in this church?
How many times do we look at John the Baptist in this church? There was a man sent from alongside of God whose name was John. That's John 1:6. Here you got an angel sent from alongside of God whose name was Gabriel.
By the way, where did Gabriel come from then? Where did John the Baptist come from? The Bible is supernatural. Just saying. The sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent, paratheou, to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, not a young woman. She was a virgin who happened to be young. Betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Hail, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. And the angel said to her, "Mephobu, do not be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, Yeshua. He will be great. He will be the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. Of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. And indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Same with you. Same God. Nothing is impossible with God. Verse 38. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word." What great faith. "Let it be according to your word." And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the gate of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. Those are John the Baptist's parents. And it came to pass when Elizabeth heard the greeting. Remember, being in the form of God. He never stopped being God. It came to pass when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Now, John, the Apostle John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." What an English teacher's nightmare. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Question, how can you be with someone and still be that same someone at the same time? Figure that out, and then hit me over the head with this. Supernatural. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And you're going to study this book as an unbeliever? God help you. Because I'm a believer and I can't get it all. I get some. I know enough that Jesus Christ is Lord. I know enough that he died for my sins on the cross. I know there's salvation in no other name under heaven other than the name of Jesus. I think it's time here in January to dust off my sermon on Jesus here coming up here in January from 2 John. But Jesus Christ always existing as God. Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman. Now let's read the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. I knew I shouldn't have took my finger out of there. Oh, the doctrine of Christ was the name of that sermon I was thinking of. The doctrine of Christ. I think we'll I like to preach that at the beginning of every year. What do you know and believe about Jesus? Who is Jesus? Who is he? What do you know about him? What do you believe about him? It's important what you know and believe about Jesus. Hardly anyone knows him anymore. He's not preached very often other than Christmas. And these are some of the things about him. He was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. Right? Jesus Christ never sinned. He's the Son of God. He is the only way to get to heaven. Those are some of the things. We'll look at that here coming up in early January. The first Sunday in January. Okay, Luke chapter 2, verse 1. Now it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. And all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Hallelujah. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in the manger. And let's finish this text. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Amen. So that's what's going on down on earth, and we're looking at the spiritual aspect of what's going on behind the scenes. So when Jesus came down to earth, again, if back in this Philippians chapter 2, when Jesus came down to earth, he took the form of a slave. Or a bondservant, the lowest of low, in order to relate to each and every one of us. And a slave is indentured to someone. And the Lord came as an indentured servant to man, to everyone, small, great, rich, and poor. He was born in a manger, in a bundle of hay. Imagine that, Jesus Christ existing in the form of God, now making himself, the King James says, made himself of no reputation. In Greek, that word kenothe, it means to empty oneself. He totally emptied himself of his privileges. He never stopped being God, but he laid aside certain privileges as God. That's why he can say, talking of his return, "Of that day and hour knoweth no man, not even the Son." He laid aside certain privileges. Verse 8, it says, "Being found in appearance as a man." Well, let me pick that up in verse 7. "Who, existing in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." Greek word isos, I-S-O-S, means what it says. To be equal, one and the same, to be equal, on an equal level with. And it says he did not consider it robbery, meaning he wasn't doing anyone any harm. He didn't rob from anyone to become, he was God. He is God. He didn't, you know the old saying, you rob Peter to pay Paul? He didn't rob anyone. He's always existing as God. And being found in appearance as a man, well, again, verse 7, made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, Greek word doulos, means slave, and coming in the likeness of men. That's what we just looked at. And verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. This is the God-man, still existing as God on the inside, who raises the dead, who calms the stormy seas, who speaks the words, peace, be still, who speaks the words, little girl, I say to you, arise, who speaks the words, let no fruit ever grow on you ever again, and who shouts the words, Lazarus, come forth, is the Son of God. The same Jesus is now found in appearance, Greek word schema, where our word schematic comes from, like a schematic diagram. Appearance, it's the schematic of Jesus. He's got hair, he's hungry, he's thirsty, he's tired, he bleeds, he dies. But on the inside of this schematic is Almighty God. Being found in appearance, like a mustache, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. Think about that Almighty God in a barrel of hay. Angels must have been out of their mind at this. How could you do this? Why did he do it? Because he loves you. Because he loves you. That's the Christmas message. We're going through the book of Acts. We see that Jesus was crucified because of the foreknowledge of God. That is, God looked into the future and he saw you. And he loves you that much that he did what he did because of you. Where's that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked that. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 8, that says God demonstrates. I mean, here it is on display. God demonstrates his own love towards us and that while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. Change the pronouns here. Like when Daffy Duck says to Bugs Bunny, pronoun trouble. Instead of us, it's you. I got pronoun trouble. God demonstrates his own love towards you in that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. He'd leave the 99 behind and come and get you because he loves you just that much. Amen. I'm just here standing on a housetop proclaiming it to you. Because I'm grateful for what God's done in my life, and I want to share it with you. He humbled himself, became obedient unto death. I quoted you a minute ago, Acts 2:23, him being delivered by the determined purpose and the foreknowledge of God. Him you have taken by lawless hands and crucified and put to death. So in other words, like I said here a couple weeks ago, God had a camp meeting. All by himself, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And what came out of that camp meeting was the Son had to die. God took counsel with himself. It's like a football game. You know, when a football game and someone commits a penalty, the referee, they stop the clock and they go and they look under the thing. And then the guy comes back and he says what? What are the first three words? Under further review. You see, just like the penalty in the football game is your sin and mine. And under further review, the Bible says God took counsel, means he contemplated what to do. But long before it happened, God doesn't respond to us. He decrees. He is sovereign. He knows what's going to happen before it happens because he's God. He's sovereign. He's in charge. He's on the throne. And he took counsel amongst himself. The decision was the son had to die. God can't die. I can't die for you. It's a novel thought, but my blood can't redeem you. You need someone perfect to die, who's not God, but who's perfect. Oh, what a conundrum. Who do we have? Him, the man in the glory, Jesus Christ. He's the only one capable of dying for you, that God will take his. That's what the word propitiation means. That means God takes this, slams it down, and says, that will work. He will work. He will work. His blood will do it. His blood is perfect. It's not stained like mine. It's not polluted. It's not polluted. That's what it means when it says Jesus was obedient even to the point of death, comma, golly, even the death of the cross, the humiliating cross, where they died criminals, and they killed criminals and pagans naked, upside down.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Thank you.
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Tell me, why do we wait 364 days to slow down and stop? Remember how blessed we are. So we're trading in the wish list all the things we never needed. Let love fill up our hearts. All year we should remember. Remember how blessed we are. We don't need snow. If we've got the faith, then we've got the hope. And through the year, we don't have to wait, 'cause it's Christmas every day. And when you hear the angels sing, let the love in your heart be the gift you bring, and put a smile on someone's face. Now it's Christmas every day. Everything is so white. Your neighborhood is like a snow globe, and if you're so right. And when the winter wind blows outside, it may be so cold, but if you got the love inside, then you can feel your soul glow. Oh, 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 oh. Smile on someone's face. Now it's Christmas every day. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Now it's Christmas every day. Now we're in the colder weather, and the family is together, gathering round the fire, caroling like a choir. If love's the gift we share, then we don't need to care about the season, 'cause we've always got a reason to give ourselves away.